salad. Come and have some fun. Come out in the sun.
Welcoming you back to part two of this week's Radio Resistance broadcast with the sound of the V faction, Strictly Come Marching, which is something that they've certainly done in Hong Kong.
Tens of thousands of people defied police repression in Hong Kong over the weekend, marking the 12th week of mass protests.
The movement in Hong Kong began after the city's leader, Carrie Lam, tried to introduce an extradition bill which would have made it easier for the Chinese regime to target political opponents. Even though Lam was forced to suspend the bill, protesters' demands have broadened to demand the bill's full withdrawal, Lam's resignation, and an inquiry into police violence. And the protests continue and continue to grow. Last weekend, protesters set up barricades after a march in the Kowloon Bay area on Saturday, but so does the police repression.
Protesters used bamboo and traffic cones to obstruct police as they marched down the city's main street. On Sunday, the police tried to disperse the crowd using tear gas and, for the first time, water cannon. But protesters retaliated by throwing petrol bombs and bricks.
Last weekend's protest began on Friday when
some 5,000 accountants joined the mobilizations for the first time, marching alongside lawyers and workers, including teachers and health workers.
Protesters formed human chains on both sides of the city's harbour as a show of solidarity to those united against the extradition treaty and police violence, and a plea for international help. Employers tried to stop workers from joining the protests, sometimes with bribes. For example, PricewaterhouseCoopers offered some accountants free lunches in a bid to stop them walking out, while other employers used intimidation.
Cathay Dragon fired flight attendant Rebecca Tsai, the head of the cabin crew union, last week. The Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions called on the airline to respect the freedom of speech of workers.
Appropriately, going back to the human chains.
The protest came on the 30th anniversary of the Baltic Way, a human chain that stretched 370 miles along the Baltic coast. On August 23, 1989, people in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania were demanding democratic rights and independence from Stalinist Russia.
Of course, the Stalinist so-called Soviet Union was to collapse within 2 years of that. A success for the movement there. Hopefully, the movement in Hong Kong will also be successful in achieving not just its immediate aims, but the end of the rotten system there and across China, which, as with the Soviet Union as was, calls itself communist, but is actually a variant of state capitalism. And such a victory would bring the end of the more obvious form of capitalism, private or bourgeois capitalism, as seen here in the West, including in the UK, a step closer. And on that note, back to the music, with the Redskins from their, appropriately enough, neither Washington nor Moscow album, Kick Over the Statues. This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings, protests, entertainment, and anything else of interest to socialists in Chesterfield area. Coming Saturday the 31st of August, there's the Defend Democracy Stop the Parliamentary Shutdown protest in Sheffield from 11 a.m. through till 12 midday outside Sheffield Town Hall. Speakers there include Louise Hay MP, Paul Blomfield MP and Olivia Blake. Coming Thursday, 5th of September, the Chesterfield Socialist Worker Forum will be on Trump, Racism and the Threat of War. This will be from 7 p.m. downstairs in Chesterfield Library. Enter by the cafe browser entrance on Beatwell Street, down the steps from the main entrance. Then on Monday 9th of September, Chesterfield Stand Up to Racism has its monthly organising meeting in the usual place at the usual time. If you don't know when and where that is, then phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. Or email swchesterfield@gmail.com. That's swchesterfield@gmail.com. On Friday 20th of September, there's the student strikes for the climate, to which all workers are invited, indeed encouraged, to get involved. There'll be a rally at 12 midday outside Chesterfield Town Hall. Then on Sunday 29th of October, there's a protest at the Tory Party conference. Rage Against the Tories, Kick Johnson Out, in Manchester. Assembling at 12 noon at Oxford Road in Manchester. There will be transport from Chesterfield. Down in London, there'll be the International Rebellion, organised by Extinction Rebellion, from the 7th of October through till 19th of October. Then on Saturday, October 19th, there's the Stand Up to Racism International Conference in central London.
Gold will tell where it's at.
live at a Love Music Hate Racism gig in Sheffield back on the 15th of October 2015. That's Fletcher Dervish with Ringtone Massacre. And speaking of hating racism, what with the situation in Italy at the moment, where there's a general election in the pipeline and the Northern League seem sadly to be in pole position there. We obviously need to oppose racists like the Northern League and the arch-racist Salvini. And if you'd like to know why, well, the horrible way they've treated refugees has been summed up pretty well back on the 23rd of June this year, also in Sheffield, by Brendan Woodhouse of Sea Watch.
I zipped up my wetsuit, which I was wearing 24/7 at the time, and ran out to water. I'm cutting a lot out of the storm. Eventually, I managed to swim out of it. I found a baby that was face down in the water, about 70 metres out to sea. And put her on my back and swam backstroke. Looked at her, she wasn't breathing, rising in the back of her head. Was tall. Got back to the shore and I was fortunate enough to have the training to resuscitate her at that time. And I remember the first breath did nothing, the second breath she sipped up that water and the froth came out of her nose. And then she screamed like a newborn baby, and it was possibly the most relieved moment that I can describe to anyone. I returned in March 2016, this time working for an organisation called Sea-Watch, which I still work for now. I saw a boat coming in on the 17th of March 2016. Fiberglass thing that wasn't hit the rocks. And it was that full of people, and we get told to be frightened of these people. We were that full of people. We pulled up the first five people that were in the water, and then we went straight to their boat that was sinking. We were keeping the wind, people on the top deck, keeping the windows out on the bottom deck, so the people from the bottom deck that was filling the boat could get out. It was incredibly intense. We had no time to make any real quick proper decisions as to how to do the rescue, so my friend jumped onto their boat, something he should never have done. And he was passing me the babies. And we didn't have time to rescue everybody so well. The eight generals, they didn't get invited, first of all. The two of them. So we were passing the baby behind us, one after the other after the other. And I remember the system in which it happened meant that I was well ahead of the person that was reorganising them on boat. And I had a little pile, a little molehill, the babies behind me, all screaming. And I had to take a little break to play like a sick game of Tetris to reorganise them so I could get more people on the boat. Would not have happened at all. And none of us, I should have been there, you see. I shouldn't be there. None of us should be there. None of the volunteers should be there. Governments should have. Well, governments have made this happen. Governments have perpetuated and forced it on us. I went back to the Sea Watch, this time to Libya, to the sea between Libya and Italy. I remember within the first 40 minutes, a boat was sinking. The first 40 minutes of me arriving there, our ship got there, and then we were told, you've got to go straight in there, straight to the rescue. This is the point that you need to go to. There's a rubber boat sinking. I remember getting there and throwing life jackets at people. Within 40 minutes of arriving there, it's so desperate. And I remember the people trying to climb onto the boat, and they ended up so desperately trying to climb on the boat, we're using each other to climb up, and there was one guy without the life jacket. None of them had life jackets, but we're giving out some life jackets, so some of them had managed to get one. One guy without a life jacket. I remember people climbing up him. And I remember looking in my eyes, because I was trying to fight the people off him so I could get it. And I remember looking straight into me and screaming and the boat was breaking on the surface. Fortunately, I managed to get him by the shirt and the collar and pull him off. It was that close to watching him drown in front of me. I've been back and forth and seen this over and over. Seen boats with dozens of dead underneath. Done CPR on a 16-year-old girl in the bay. I suppose this comes to my point that I hold on to. These times I've felt really like I've been at the tip of a spear. I felt nearly the little girl that I rescued. At one point she was wearing a hat donated by a girl from Derbyshire. The oxygen that went into her lungs was donated from a paint pot in White Hart in Nottingham. The paint pot glass where people have a drink and had said refugees on it, people putting in money. So the times I felt like really being the pinpoint of that spear, but that spear is held by a thousand hands. It's hands by people like you in conferences like this that do it. So the collection bucket here, and some of that's going to go to the search and rescue efforts. I'll ask you to give generously to those buckets. It's not enough. It's not enough that we're going to be giving the money, because ultimately we need to change it. We need to change our politics, we need to change the way that we discuss things, we need to change the way that we do everything in our societies to make this not happen, because it shouldn't be happening. We should be putting our money into a thought, into connection to save people.
Brendan Woodhouse there of Sea Watch, speaking at Sheffield back in June. Now, a big shout out going out to everybody in Italy who was protesting against Salvini and against the Northern League, or rather La Liga, in the run-up to the coming elections. This one's going out to all Italian anti-fascists and anti-racists. The Fernando and Tarantelli Club mix of Bella Ciao.
Mi sembra di morire. svegliata. Bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. La mattina mi sono svegliata ed ho trovato l'invaso. O partigiano, portami via. O bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao.
This is Political Climate, your weather forecast for the coming week. Tonight's staying dry, dropping down to 13 degrees. Then tomorrow, Friday, it's going to be dry with sunny spells all day. Maximum temperature 22 degrees with a moderate breeze. For those going over to Manchester tomorrow, similar picture, cloudy but dry. Maximum 20 degrees centigrade with a moderate breeze. Dropping down to about 13-14 degrees overnight on both sides of the Pennines. Tomorrow, that's Saturday. I mean, on Saturday there's going to be light rain showers moving in the afternoon. Maximum temperature 20 degrees with a moderate breeze. Similar in Manchester, but the rain will be arriving there in the morning, turning to showers in the afternoon. There, there's a maximum of 19 degrees with a moderate breeze. Both sides of the Pennines dropping down to about 10 degrees overnight. Then Sunday looks set to have to be dry with sunny intervals. Here in Chesterfield at least. Maximum temperature 16 degrees with a moderate breeze. Not so lucky for those going to Manchester though, there's going to be showers and sunny spells there all day. Maximum temperature 15 degrees, again with a moderate breeze. Dropping down to 8 or 9 degrees, both sides of the Pennines, and then Monday, both in Chesterfield and Manchester, look set to be dry with sunny spells. Maximum temperature 17 degrees. With a gentle breeze. Coming back to Chesterfield. Dropping down to 10 degrees overnight into Tuesday. Tuesday looks set to be dry with some sunny spells. And a moderate breeze. dropping down to 11 degrees overnight into Wednesday. Wednesday looks set again to have sunny spells with a moderate breeze, maximum 17 degrees. Dropping down to 10 degrees overnight into Thursday. Thursday again, sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. Maximum 17 degrees, dropping down to 10 degrees overnight into Friday. And Friday, guess what, more of the same. Sunny spells, dry, moderate breeze, maximum 17 degrees. So to try to sum all of that up. Changeable and breezy over the weekend. With some rain or showers, but temperatures staying up in the 20s. Then from about Sunday onwards, it's going to be dry, but with it's going to be dry with sunny spells all week, but with a drop in temperature to the high teens. And overnight temperatures drop into about 10 degrees, sometimes going into single figures. So I think autumn may be on the way. But remember, whatever the weather, revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia right through to the burning heat of Egypt. So revolution can happen here. You must be prepared for an upturn in class consciousness and class struggle, just as we're prepared for a change in the weather.
Okay, cold, this nigga alive, I'm so cold. You niggas got on my nerves, you're so old. Easy. Yeah. Alright. I bait on my whip in the vid like a prick, now I'm carless. Now it's the Uber thing, I still got this regardless. Do what them man, they're not them and they're harmless. I just went to the park, my friends and I charted. I have never been a victim, never been a target. The girls love this shit, yeah, they love me like Marfis. Hashtag Mercury, they want coming like Darkus. I was on the roads when gigs made talking the hardest. Look, Rubai done him one side. One time check two on him one side. Niggas ain't brave, I can see it in your face. Let me tell you about the days I was running in the hype line. Who are you? Where you been? Where you snowline? Where you stack? Where you strap? Where you crow line? Big pump, don't slump when it's showtime. Kinda funny how I didn't need a cosign. Shut your mouth, you ain't squeezing. Pussy boy, I just leave him. I've been cold the whole season. I took all my necks, so I'm freezing. Touch the mic, they just weed him. You and I got too much feelings. Late night, I'm at pleasing. Feel it old fish and I'm breezing. Ain't drop nothing for a minute, I'm fine. Roll to the booth, then I bill it with rhymes. Now a couple OGs that are living off crime. But a young black boy ain't in the middle of crime. So tell bro Strunson, suck your mum, we don't care. And tell them riot feds, oi, bust your gun, you won't dare, bro. All my young black kings rise up, man, this is our year. And my young black queens right there, yeah. It's been a long time coming, I swear. If you don't turn this up, it's no fun. You ain't heard of us, you're so dumb. Can't be scared of pussy or youth. You can have your burner tucked, I won't run. You can have all the hype, I won't dust. You can send all you like, you won't bust. Man can't bluff me out, I'll call bluffs. Them boys get fucked about, then call us. Cracky, hey. Oh my god, this big Mikey, hey. Pop the whip, it's so pricey, hey. Call my next one icy. Go. Touch the mic and get lively, hey. Don't draw me out, I ask nasty, right. Do the road and do wifey, right. I wonder why they don't like me. Cold. Right now everything's cold as a cold summer. Yeah, cold. Everything's cold. Hashtag Mikey Tony. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my next one freezing. I've been cold the whole season. I should call my next one freezing. I've been cold the whole season. I should go my next one freezing. I've been cold the whole season. I should go my next one easy.
Stormzy there with Cold. Now, at Marxism 2019 Marxism Festival, back at the beginning of July, there was a meeting on a people's history of hip-hop, which mentions Stormzy near the beginning.
Anyone in doubt about the significance of the global reach of hip-hop, only needs to look back to last week when Stormzy was headlining Glastonbury and really stole the show. And not just musically, but also used his platform to take on racism and get however many thousands of people chanting fuck Boris Johnson, which was definitely a highlight. for us, I suspect. So this meeting though is about tracing, like I said, it's the first of two parts, and this one's about tracing the history of hip hop, looking at where it came from and why, and then how it changed and developed in the early years, really up to, I guess, the end of the 80s we're talking about today. But when hip-hop first hit the mainstream in the early 80s, most serious commentators were convinced it was just kind of a novelty, a fad that was, you know, would quickly burn out. But actually, 40 years on, it's now clear that it's one of, if not the most important genre, we might debate that as well, in the whole history of popular music. So we're going to look at how hip-hop was formed in the mid-70s and carry on up to the end of the 80s, when the music seemed to be on the cusp of global domination, but also was riven with divisions. And I mean, talking to a few people just before we started, last year, Yuri, we were talking about disco, and you talked a lot about the rise of the black middle class in America. And do you think hip-hop was something of a response from the black urban poor?
Yeah, I think definitely. If you want to try and contextualise hip-hop to understand where it came from, the first thing you have to look at is the South Bronx district of Los Angeles, of New York, which by most indices was one of the most deprived and racially segregated areas of the whole of the United States of America. And if you think about it, from the 1950s, when the Bronx was a vibrant multiracial area with many different ethnicities all living alongside each other, that's the 1950s. Within 10 years, the Bronx had become two-thirds black and Puerto Rican. So a massive clear-out, essentially, of white people, driven by a program of regeneration, which included a freeway right the way through the South Bronx, which destroyed the economic basis of the borough, really. And into that kind of vacuum is all kinds of petty crime and so on, as people strive to make some kind of living in order to survive. But it becomes a land that's very much pictured by gangs, like there were an enormous number of youth gangs, which are quite often multiracial gangs, and sometimes could play quite a positive role, but quite often also acted as vigilantes against drug dealers and so on, which was the other main prey, bird of prey in the area. So you have that, and as the area deteriorates, what you find is that the landlords are unable to make any money out of the slum housing that's there, and they decide essentially to burn down whole parts of the Bronx in order to claim the insurance money. So you find that whole parts of the Bronx, and by the 1970s, some 40% of the Bronx had either been abandoned or burnt down. And when the buildings were abandoned, they'd be stripped of all the copper and any kind of wiring, and so they were completely unlivable in for anyone, because there'd be no water, no electricity, no heating, obviously, and so on. And so you can imagine, this is an incredibly austere environment, set in an America that's booming otherwise economically, where the American dream is being sold all over the world as this is what freedom looks like, this is what capitalism looked like. But if you were in the South Bronx, then you must have felt like you've been left out of the dream, the dream completely. Now into that situation, you have groups of people who try and carve out whatever fun and enjoyment there can be under such circumstances, and sound systems and people who ran them become a crucial part of the response of ordinary black and Puerto Rican people in the South Bronx as a means of organising essentially free parties or cheap parties in basements of community centres, sometimes out in basketball courts and tennis courts and so on. And with all the conventional avenues blocked off, with it being quite difficult to access nightclubs because of lack of money and where the nightclubs are situated and so on, this becomes a kind of moment of pirate freedom. People are jacking up lampposts to take their electricity to run their sound systems out of it, and they party well into the night. And what is interesting, when you read the descriptions of those parties, They were intergenerational, i.e. everyone's having a shit time, but someone's putting on a party, let's go and have a party. So you would find, you know, that people from grandparents right the way to grandchildren would be out into the night dancing. But you would also find that it's quite, it crosses the racial boundaries between black and Puerto Rican. So the movement is very integrated on a racial basis, given the nature of the neighbourhood. What really started to change the game, I mean, it could have carried on doing this for indefinitely, and they're playing funk and soul records essentially, but mixing it occasionally with popular Latin American music, South Soul, and some of the other genres that were to emerge in 1970s New York. One DJ who starts to make a name for himself is a guy called Clive Campbell. In 1972, he ran a sound system and was organising block parties, but he was also part of the newly emerging graffiti scene. And in the graffiti scene, he takes on the moniker Cool Herc. Now, Cool Herc is like, he's an interesting guy because he wasn't content just to play music. He wanted to understand what made people enjoy music. So he watches his crowd very carefully, and he notices that the best dancers that come to his shows regularly wait for particular records before they dance, or sometimes they wait for a particular drum break in a record before they dance. And he starts to think, well, what happens if I could find the bit that they really like and repeat it or extend it or mix it in some way to get to the best bits of the record so that they that people have a better time. And he calls this elementary mixing process the merry-go-round. And what he meant by that is, you know, I'm just circling these records in a bid to try and keep the party going. You know, but he just does this in about 1974, 1975, and within a year he has dozens of imitators. You know, particularly by 1975, 76, Grandmaster Flash is coming up, Melly Mel is coming up, African Bambaataa is coming up. If we look now, there's a good video of him explaining the merry-go-round technique and what drove it.
One night, I went to the record to play out. I said, I wonder if I put that to myself. I said, if they're waiting for this particular break, and I have a couple more records that's got the same breakup in it, I wonder how would it be if I put them all together. And I told them, I said, I'm going to try something new tonight. I'm going to call it the merry-go-round.
Herc's merry-go-round meant that instead of playing whole records, he would play just the instrumental breaks, mixing between them to create a continuous dance rhythm.
I started out with speed up, then down, dance back, clap your hand, stomp your feet. That part right there, when the break, boom, I had to come up with Bamba Rock. Vocals in it, and I would go to Baby Yui, you know, the Mexican. And I was like, whoa, I think we got some hit, you know, because people was like, oh, whoa, everybody was like, yeah, 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 I'm feeling this, oh, yeah, 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 you know.
There will be more of the hip-hop, People's History of Hip-Hop meeting at Marxism Festival over the next few weeks. But for now, we're going back to the music, but staying in a hip-hop and rap vein. Here's the sound of Brother D. How are we going to make the Black Nation rise?
If you want to know the truth, then that's a fact. Let me hear you say, and you know that.
And you know that.
You dippy-dippy guys are so socialized, but how we gonna make a Black Nation rise? While you party down, y'all in shock the house. Get down, rock, shock the house. The Ku Klux Klan is on the loose, training their kids with machine gun use. Okay, everything has its place and time. We can rock the house too as we shock your mind.
Wait up, we can brag and we can boast. We're gonna be the
because let me say, this is not my ego suit. I sat down and thought, and I wrote this verse in the interest of the group. Come on, my people.
Y'all, you know that ain't right.
Cause that hurts everybody, black or white.
With this cold and there's no heat, just move your body to the beat. While it takes you long, the tips go right. Get high until you're pacified. Now you acting like a living dead. Talking about the body, talking about the head.
Space out y'all to the disco rhyme. You're moving to the rhythm, but you're wasting time. Stop and think, do you know what's real? Well, let me educate you to the real deal. The media is telling lies. The devil taking off his disguise. They're killing us street, while we pay more for food that's cheap, and all you want to do is so socialize.
How we gonna make that nationwide?
Remember the so-called Indian? Look what they did to him. Maybe they'll do that to us. Did a struggle, did a win. I mean, damn, get out of your seat. Damn, get on your feet. We say damn, and I will repeat. We mean damn, we're tired of defeat. Damn, no more sitting around. We say damn, it's time for throwing down. Damn. Let's even the score, cause we're fired up, it won't take no more. We're fired up, it won't take no more. We're fired up, it won't take no more.
We're fired up, won't take no more. We're fired up, won't take no more.
The story might give you stomach cramps, like America's got concentration camps.
People like Malcolm
in the sky,
warning us about genocide.
While you're partying on and on and on, the others may be hot by the break of dawn. The party may end one day soon when they round the niggas up in the afternoon. While you fight each other without a fair, but fight the system, you never dare. Well, if you ain't down, we'll get you first, but you slow us down just like a curse.
My mind is clear, we can't let die. Put a message in our music for I and I. Slavery to our people, we must redeem. Like Coltrane, Tom Blunt, love supreme.
We heard what Marcus Garvey said, and we can't stand still.
He said, up you mighty, make you can accomplish what you will.
Rising up won't take no more. Rising up won't take no more.
America was built, understand, by stolen labor on stolen land. Take a second thought as you clap and stamp. Can you rock the house from inside the camp? As you move into the beat to the early night, the country moving to the right. Prepare now, all get high and wake, cause it ain't no party in the police state. I know my voice is not rated X. We didn't talk about money or talk about sex. We didn't talk about clothes or cars and things. And you might be tired of my lecturing. So while you dance and while you sing, all we want to do is ask just one thing. While you dibby dibby dies and so socialize, are you going to help the black nation rise? Gonna make the black nation rise. Gotta agitate, educate, and organize. How we gonna make the black nation rise?
Agitate, educate, organize.
How we gonna make the black nation rise?
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna organize, organize.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna agitate and organize.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna educate, organize.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna organize and organize.
Agitate, educate, organize.
Gonna do what?
Brother D there, how we're going to make the black nation rise. Well, that's about all we've got time for here at Radio Resistance this week, so over to you. Maybe you'd like to comment on what's happening in the news in the world of politics at the moment. Considering what's going on, please try to keep it sort of polite enough to broadcast, and maybe you'd like to comment on Radio Resistance itself, on this broadcast or in general. And now there's quite a lot happening this coming weekend. I wish I could clone myself so I could get to some of it. I mean, as well as the Northern Rebellion by Extinction Rebellion in Manchester, there's several demos going off various places, including Sheffield, against Boris Johnson's constitutional coup. So, maybe you could help us out, considering I don't yet have cloning facility. Maybe if you've been to one of these demos, or indeed maybe if you've been on strike or been to a meeting, maybe you can send us a report, preferably with some audio, and we'll broadcast it. Or maybe you'd simply like to request a song, dedicate a song to a friend, suggest some music we should be playing. Either which way, you can contact us by the following means. You can email us at studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's studio@radioresistancechesterfield.com. Or you can contact us by Facebook. Just follow the link from our website, which is at resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. That's resistancechesterfield.radio.fm. Or www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. That's www.radioresistancechesterfield.com. And like I say, that's about all I've got time for this week. Next week, hope to be back around normal time at the weekend, considering I'm going over to Manchester to join in the Northern Rebellion. I think to sign off, I'm going to go back to Extinction Rebellion's Rebellion down in London over East, where one of the bands playing were Happy and the Lost Species. Here they are with Extinction Dance.
When the world is dying, we fight anyway. When I know someone I can't have, I love anyway. When no one understands me, when no one seems to understand me, we dance anyway. We dance anyway. We're feeling like we're so entangled in this life. We all try to break free, using everything I can to elevate myself until the music flows through me. We want the answers, people try their best, but when they say nothing will change, we dance anyway. We dance anyway. We dance anyway. When the world, we fight anyway. When I know someone I can't have, I love anyway. When no one understands me, when no one seems to understand me, we dance anyway. We dance anyway. Lost species in the night. Lost species in the night. Lost creatures in the night. I'll bring you back to life. 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 To life. To life. To life. When the world is dying,
We fight anyway. When I know someone I can't have, I love anyway. When no one understands me, when no one seems to understand me, we dance anyway. We dance anyway. When the world is dying, we fight anyway. When I know someone I can't have, I love anyway. When no one understands me, when no one seems to understand me, we dance anyway. We dance anyway. Thank you so much.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Resistance is futile.
Oh no it ain't.
Radio Resistance Chesterfield.